Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. Thank you for being with us today. Our hope is every single time you download this podcast that it would be helpful and encouraging to you. And if you don't mind, if you do find it helpful, would you consider sharing it with a friend today? The easiest way to do that is to send them to the website weekdaypodcast.com, weekdaypodcast.com. There's a share button there, and we'd be so honored if you'd consider encouraging somebody through this podcast. Well, today on the podcast, I want to talk about the simple idea that you can actually create a better day. A lot of times, we live by default. We just go through the motions without even thinking about it. But I want to encourage you, instead of living by default, you can live by design, that you can actually create the kind of day that you want to have. Now, let me be honest. If you're anything like me, you have those days where you start out with high hopes. You have the best intentions. Maybe even you walked into the week with all the plans and dreams, and then life happens. And you know what I mean by that. When life happens, it means everything falls apart. It feels like a hurricane is just hovering over your day. And what started out positive ends up feeling helpless, hopeless, and honestly just stressed out. Have you been there? I know that I have been. Well, sometimes we allow those days to overshadow the fact that not every day is that way. That if we create a better day, if we become intentional about designing our day, this tool will help. And it will help if we start creating what I call an intentional morning. Now, when I talk about intentional, what I mean is that you get to pick the order of things. You get to pick the number of things. You get to pick what those things are that you do every single morning. A second thing is you need to have an intentional morning that fits who you are. Are you a parent? Are you a stay-at-home parent? Are you a mom, a dad? Do you have a job? Are you in retirement? You need to pick a morning that fits you, but ultimately, you can create a better day by creating a morning that moves you towards not what you're going to do, but who you're going to become. Here's what the Bible says in Mark chapter 1, verse 35. It says, "Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up. Jesus got up, he left the house, and he went off to a solitary place where he prayed." I even think of Psalm 5, verse 3, that says, "O Lord, in the morning you hear my voice. In the morning I prepare a sacrifice for you, and I watch." So I want to encourage you today to create a better day by creating an intentional morning routine. Now, I know not everybody listening to this podcast today is a morning person, but I want you to at least consider this. That the morning hours, those first things you do when you get up, and they don't have to be early, but those first things you do when you get up are some of the most important for the day. It is this time that prepares you spiritually, intellectually, physically, emotionally for the wear and tear of the day. So there's three things I would encourage you to do first thing. Number one is to download truth. Download truth. The two big pieces of this is to spend time in prayer and to spend time in the Bible. These two are so important. Prayer is us talking to God. Reading the Bible is us listening to God. I would encourage you to start there. There are practical ways to do that. You could listen to this podcast every day. You could use the He Reads Truth or SheReadsTruth.com devotionals. You could use the Soul Space app, but find some way that you can practically practice what Jesus told his disciples and us to do in John 15, to abide, to stay close. It starts with, number one, downloading truth. Number two, I would encourage you in those first couple of hours for sure of the day to move your body, to move your body. Research shows that exercise really is essential. It benefits us more than just physically. It helps us mentally. It helps us professionally, even financially. And especially the older we get, it's more important that we include resistance training in our workouts and in our weeks. And so it's something that we need to do. And one of the bonuses that I do is I try to listen to a podcast or I try to listen to an audiobook that would feed my mind or my soul while I'm working out. And so I feel like in some ways, even while I'm working my body, I'm still downloading truth. So number one, download truth. Number two, move your body. And then number three, feed your body. Feed your body. Our bodies are finite. We have infinite possibilities, but we have finite bodies. And so our bodies need sleep. And yes, they do need exercise. And they need some fuel. They need healthy food to fuel us. And so a lot of the times when we think about these areas, we see them as a drag, but really they're investments. That if we want to have the maximum output in our life, we need to have quality inputs. And so food, if you think about it, really is fuel for our day. And so I'd encourage you, experiment for 30 days. Figure out which foods actually help you achieve your optimum energy. Commit to it for 30 days. And if it works, awesome. If it doesn't, readjust. But man, it is incredible. And so I want to encourage you this week, as you think about how does your day start, would you build in these three things: downloading truth, moving your body, and feeding your body. Now, are they foolproof? No. Will there be days where our calendar is chaos and everything blows up? Of course. But a plan certainly is better than no plan. And these three elements, I think, are so essential. Man, I hope this is helpful. I hope this is practical as you plan for a better day. Have a great one.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.